Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will listen to their cries and comfort them. You will bring justice to orphans and the oppressed so people can no longer terrify them. Psalm 10, 17 and 18. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and I am thrilled to have a very special guest in the studio today as we celebrate our 200th episode of this show.
Yay.
Yay. Joining me today is mom of two grown biological children, seven adopted both through foster care and internationally, and she's still fostering. You're a grandma to how many?
I'm a grandmother to 10.
10. And she's also the co-founder of Justice for Orphans and former co-host here with me on the show. Welcome back, Mary Slager.
Thank you, Sandra. It's
Yay!
Great to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here as we celebrate. I can't believe it's the 200th show.
I can't believe it. Where did it go?
Where did
the time? And all those shows. That's a lot of shows and a lot of stories.
Yeah. And I remember that very first day we came in here like trembling, like, you know, maybe we need the garbage can next to us. And just knowing that when we pressed the button to start, there was no turning back. We were going to have to do it. So we were like, do we press the button? I don't know. Because we're not radio people. We don't have degrees in communications or broadcasting. Or the only thing I knew about the radio was how to turn it on.
That
was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And of course, I've discovered my spiritual gift, the gift of gab.
Yes.
That's it. So that's how it happens. Actually, it was the Lord. The Lord
Amen.
Brought this
all
about.
That's your gift.
That's my gift, yes. So 6 years ago, I feel like is really where like JFO started. Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember being in the church kitchen and not really asking, but kind of telling Pastor Stan, your husband, you should do Orphan Sunday. And mm-hmm. I knew he would do it because he's an adoptive and foster dad, and that is his heart, and he would do it. And actually, he surprised me because he said, you and Mare do it. And we were like, oh, okay. So he gave us the whole service practically.
Yeah.
And we prepped. You took on the foster care piece because that was where your heart was and is. And I took on the orphan and adoption part, and I remember we just prayed and searched the scriptures and researched the statistics and were wrecked.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Even as adoptive parents, you've been a foster parent for many, many years, we were wrecked.
Yeah, I continue to be wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good wrecked.
Yeah, but I remember thinking, if I, as an adoptive mom, and I've been in orphanages, if I didn't know this stuff. I didn't know the global aspect of the orphan crisis. I didn't really know a whole lot about. I knew you did foster care, and that was nice, but I didn't know really anything about it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized if I didn't know, the person sitting next to me in church doesn't know, and who's going to do something about this?
Right.
And that was really, you know, that's where it began. We went on from there to our first CAFO, Christian Alliance for Orphans Summit, came back even more wrecked.
Oh, yeah. That was the real eye-opener, I think.
Yeah. We were like just drinking from a fire hydrant for those 2 days and came back and could barely talk and just knew we've got to do something. And that's really when the Lord birthed Justice for Orphans, and then the opportunity for this radio show kind of came along at the same time. And our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. And we realized that, well, being on Christian radio is a good way to do that, but we were kind of a little bit scared to death. But we jumped in, recognizing it was the Lord, and here we are 200 shows later.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so God.
Yeah.
Totally God.
Totally God, because we didn't, you know, we would have never said, hey, let's go get on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. My first invitation to be a guest on a radio show on this station, I tried to get out of it like, no. And the lady kept pursuing me. And finally, I felt like, okay, this could be God, so maybe I better do it. And then I'll just go do that, and then I'll never have to do that again. And like, here we are. So you know it's a God thing. So, Mayor, think about, if you, like, I was having a hard time because there's been so many, but what have been some of your favorite guests? Can you think of some shows that we did that were just so special to you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I think of, there's always those that are local,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was the, I'm trying to think of their name, the Barnett.
Melissa Barnett.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I've seen her at some of our conferences, and just to see a local family really take on the call to be taken, adopt, you know. And so I'm on their family's Facebook page. So I do kind of maybe that's one reason why I think of them.
Yeah.
And then I just think of, you know, we've interviewed the Fords in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And how they took in the oldest boy, and then they found out that he had a brother, and you know, so that story always has stood out to me, you know.
Yeah.
And now they just have built a home for the mom, you know, because she was
still
much,
alive, but
yeah, she was still alive and very needy, and she was living in a very rundown, I guess you would call it a home, but it was pretty sad. So I know they had like a fundraiser to put money together, and I think it was just completed.
Wow.
So they just embraced, you know, all of what we talk about a lot of times, taking in the child, but then you're also, you can't eliminate the parent of the child,
right,
because you get involved with them. Sometimes not. A lot of times you don't.
Right.
But I know for us, we have.
In
our two domestic adoptions, we got involved with the family. So, you know, and that God gives you that opportunity to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with them as well.
Yeah.
By accepting them,
you
know.
And loving on them, because God loves them too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're just as needy sometimes, or, you know, as the child that you've taken into your home.
Yeah.
So
I think local families are also some of my favorites, because I know we, the Richardsons, remember Jamie Richardson? And we had interviewed Jamie, and they went on to adopt, just recently brought home two little girls with Down syndrome through Reese's Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And just so they've got a whole gaggle of kids, you know, through foster care and through adoption. And just to see them continuing on, you know, continuing in that work. And then another local family, Pastor Rick and Heather Hanna, who we had on about a year or so ago, and they have three children adopted from Korea, just also recently adopted a baby with significant medical needs through a crisis pregnancy center adoption agency in the western part of the state. So they're all God stories, and they're just incredible stories on these families. But with technology, you know, I think one of my favorite shows also about last year, I was able to interview Pastor Billy Chandway from Zambia in Africa. He's the father of Orphan Sunday. That was such an honor for me to have him on the show. Mandy Litsky.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy with the 17 adopted kids. Bishop W.C. Martin from Possum Trot, Texas.
Amen.
That was incredible. But I feel like always it's those local foster and adoptive families that are some of our favorite guests. And we've had on agency professionals, Cher Joseph, and folks from Northeast and Parsons and Berkshire, and always bringing that awareness. But just the God stories from the families that are actually in the trenches. I've been able to interview Eileen Mestis, and her little phrase was, "This is his story for his glory."
Mm.
And that is so true.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So that always sticks with me. And technology and our amazing producer, Ken, have allowed us to interview incredible people doing incredible things on behalf of the orphan around the world in places like Philippines. You mentioned Ukraine. The Fords were in Ukraine. We had them like hooked up with the laptop and the Skype and all of that. And Ken just knows how to do it.
Mm.
I've interviewed folks from India and Nepal and Kyrgyzstan and Ghana and Honduras and Haiti and just all over the world. It's incredible. And some were men risking their lives in closed countries, ministering to orphans on behalf of Christ, in the name of Christ. So every guest has been such an honor and a privilege to have on the show.
Amen.
And you're our very special guest today.
Oh, thanks, Sandra.
And it's been 3 years since you stepped down as weekly co-host, but you didn't retire.
No, no. I'm not retired.
You're not retired. No. In fact, just the opposite at age 72.
Yes.
I want to look as good as you at 72, Mayor. You are still advocating for vulnerable children, and you have a full house. You have more kids at home in your house right now than I have in my home. And I feel like I have a lot of kids. So how many kids do you have at home? What's going on?
Well, we had six. Our one son was in Ukraine for a while, and he came home, then stayed home, and now he just moved out into his own apartment. So that leaves five at home.
Wow. Between what
five
ages?
Children and then my husband and I. So
yeah,
that's seven. And
seven.
Sometimes I say, why am
that's
I
a lot of food
cooking for seven people at age 72?
Wow. So their age ranges, who you have at home?
The twins are 24 and they'll soon be 25. And then our daughter, Ina, she's 22. And then Kareel is 17.
Wow.
Soon to be 18. And then we have Henry, 9.
Wow. Yeah. Keeps you young.
I
feel like my little guys keep me young. You and Pastor Stan are still foster parents.
Yes.
You've been fostering. Back when you were still on the show, you had a boy. Henry was mm-hmm. a boy that you were fostering. He's now an official Slager.
Yes, he is.
So tell us about his adoption.
Well, when he was 5. And you know, it was like we thought, well, we could still do foster care. You know, why don't we just do foster care? So Henry came, and we never thought that it was going to be anything beyond foster care. And then his father signed over his surrender rights almost right away. And then the mother hadn't been involved. She became involved and started to see him on a regular basis. And it seemed like she was going to work to get him back. But she had, you know, some drug issues and things like that in her past. But then she became pretty regular. And then all of a sudden she said, you know, if I can't take him, would you adopt him? So I said, well, yeah, you know. but she never did. And then this past January, then she did surrender her rights. And that was kind of very emotional in a sense, because we were in the courtroom and then she had to swear that she would never do anything to get him back. Mm. You know, that's quite a step thing for a biological mother to take. And but she was willing to do it. And so the idea was that, well, it was in the court paperwork, that she would be able to see Henry 4 times a year because she voluntarily surrendered him. But now we're kind of dealing with she had a baby, and it's a new issue for Henry to adjust to. And she lives about 6 hours from us, and so she has missed 2 consecutive visits, which kind of is like that's like termination of visits. But, you know, then all of a sudden she called and, you know, so we're going through a little bit of an emotional thing with Henry because she said, well, I can't really come. I'm afraid I'll be in an accident with the baby. And so maybe I could do Skype or FaceTime with Henry. And I told Henry, and Henry kind of had a meltdown. He said, it's not the same.
No.
And Henry's right. It's not the same. So it's kind of like, you know, these poor kids, it's like, what's best for them?
Yeah.
Is it better to just terminate the relationship? So we've kind of left it that she'll call on occasion and I'll give her update. Maybe in a year she'll feel like she would like to do visits.
Yeah.
But I think we would prefer at this point, and I told her, I said, you know, if it's going to be on off, then it's not fair to Henry. And that's what we have to focus on.
Right.
So this is kind of a little bit of a different chapter that we're going through right now, but Henry seems to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while he'll bring something up from his past. We just had it this last week that how the woman that his father was living with, how she would hit him every day, you know? So just he was just in Walmart with my daughter, and then he said, I remember when my father, Henry, bought all the their popcorn chicken little buckets or something. He says, yeah, my father bought all the ones that were there. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like these kids have this flashback.
Yeah, the flashbacks. He was in a place where he brought back a memory, and and they're not always, they're usually not good memories, sadly, for for these kids. And but this was a case really where you were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, really ministering to the parents. Through the years that you fostered Henry, you were able to kind of build a relationship, and even if it was just mostly over the phone and the occasional visits with his birth mom, and that really made a difference in her, because she was willing to surrender because it was you who was going to be taking Henry.
Right. And I think you have to look at it that the parent isn't really a threat, you know, and make them as comfortable as possible. We had her in our home. She would eat a meal with us at times. I would meet her at a park, and I like her.
Yeah.
Plus, her name is Mary. So.
Hey, she can't be half bad.
Can't be half bad.
But you're still fostering, doing some respite. Why do you continue to open your home to vulnerable kids?
Because I can't just turn my head away from the hurting child.
Yeah.
Because we did have a teenager, and it was challenging. It really was quite challenging. And so someone said to me, well, this is probably it for you then, you know. And I'm like, what? You know, really, how can you say that?
Yeah.
How can you come to the point, unless you're physically unable to get out of bed or something,
right?
How can you say you're done when you know these kids are just in such pain? And I've had kids just through respite. We just had a little boy, and I would sit on the couch, and he would just kind of nonchalantly scoot over to be close to me. I mean, I could cry about it.
Yeah.
But it was just a little boy that his foster family had to move. And the family actually was on the radio show at one time, but the foster family had to move, so he was going to be uprooted from his foster home. His caseworker was changing, and he was supposed to go home with his dad, but the dad got cold feet at the last minute. Mm. So just in like a couple, I think it all took place in a week.
Oh, all those changes.
All those changes, and here's this little boy, and you know, so I would just cuddle with him. You know, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, well, you have to be the full answer. But I think there are times when they'll remember. I remember when I was cuddled and held, and that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow. And you also, there was a young man that you had been helping through foster care, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an update on that? Because that's another, people often don't understand that you could become a full-time foster parent, or you could do respite. Just cuddle kids on the weekend.
Yeah.
And but you've also built a relationship with a young man who doesn't really function well full-time in a home setting.
Right, right. He's still in a group home at Parsons, you know, and they do foster care, but they also have group homes. And, yeah, he went to the school that they have, so he's mentally handicapped, and his family has definitely abandoned him, even though they're local. But we tried at one point to see if maybe he could be in foster care in our home, but he got kind of violent, sort of.
Kind of.
Kind of violent. So we had to get the police one time, and that was a little traumatic. But he's doing a lot better, you know. He was on a lot of medication, and he's hardly on anything. But we try to have him over once a month, and then he'll come for the day, and depending how he's doing, his caseworker kind of gives me a call on that. And he's very easy. Mm. He just loves to, he'll be outside. He plays with our 9-year-old. We take him fishing down by the river, just very, very simple things. And he loves pizza, so we always just get pizza. And he loves ice cream, so you get ice cream. And he just calls us his family.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that sad? But I think if people just sometimes knew that there are kids you don't have to adopt. You don't maybe, you know, really have to be a foster parent, but just be a friend.
Yeah. So we often say that we know not everyone can adopt, not everyone can foster, but everyone is called to care for orphans,
yeah,
according to James 1:27. And it doesn't matter how old we are, if we're married, single, have bio kids, no kids, retired, empty nest, in college, in school, there's really something for each of one of us to do. I often think of that little gal, Sydney O'Leary. Remember Sydney?
Yes.
That her family started feeding the orphans.
Yeah.
And she was just a little kid, wrecked by what she saw with her siblings. I think the Lord had something to do with it, but she advocated for her parents to adopt. They did eventually adopt, and they established this ministry, and it all started with this little girl who had a heart for the orphan. Mm-hmm. So what is your gift? Do you cook? Well, make a meal for a family. Do you like to shop? Shop for a family. Do you like to teach? Tutor for a family. Kids in foster care from orphanage often have educational delays mm-hmm. and challenges. Tutoring or even homework help would be a huge blessing to a family. Do you cut hair? Donate haircuts. Do you like to hold babies? You can or play with children. You can help a foster or adoptive mom out by helping her with her kids. Do you pray? Pray mm-hmm. for kids in foster care. Pray for orphans. Pray for the families who are parenting them. Since JFO began, we have seen fruit from this ministry, from our conferences that we've done, from our radio shows, from our speaking opportunities. Families have adopted children or have become foster parents. Churches have been doing service projects for orphans in foster care. Kids in foster care, we've collected backpacks and lots of things like that. Churches have begun doing Orphan Sunday. We've brought the priceless teaching of Empower to Connect into the area to equip parents who are parenting kids. But of course, the most valuable fruit is seeing kids in families, their forever families, or in nice Christian foster families, because that's really justice for an orphan, a family.
Amen.
A safe, yeah, loving family. And that's what we're all about, and that's what we want to see. And Mary, as we start to wrap up, we still can't believe this is the 200th episode of Orphans No More. What is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear today?
Well, I think that it makes me think of we're doing a study at our church, What in the World Am I Here For? By Rick Warren.
Wow.
And it's kind of, I think the original book was Purpose-Driven Life.
Yes.
But it's just been an excellent, excellent study so far. And it's really challenging me. At first I thought, well, at 72, I think I kind of got it, you know?
Yeah.
But I said, my husband was gone, so I...
And he was like the pastor, so you kind
of have to. Yeah, he's not leading it, but anyway, but I thought, well, I better just show up. But now I'm being so challenged, and it's like it's always bringing us back to the glory of God, and we're here to glorify God. And
that's right.
So often we get caught up in ourselves.
That's right.
And when we get so caught up in ourselves and what do we need and what do we want? Mm-hmm. And we forget about what God wants. And God wants us to care for the orphan.
That's right.
You know, like you just read James 1:27. And God wants us to care for the widow and the orphan. And in my heart, I care for the widow, of course.
Right.
But I just have such a burden on my heart for the orphan. Because I think if I could say anything is... I just want people to think, well, what would it be like? Mm-hmm. Can you put yourself in their place and just turn your cheek, turn the other way? And really, that's what it comes down to. And just like you said, all the ways that we can help,
yeah,
we're not saying that you have to adopt or do foster care, but not too long ago, I got two meals.
Mm.
And I was like, somebody called and said, well, we want to bring you dinner tonight. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. What a huge blessing.
It is. And maybe people feel like it's nothing, but it is big. When you have a big family and a lot of action, you know, going on, for somebody to say, I want to bring a meal.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But when we just think beyond ourselves and say, what about that child? And if we could just offer some love and attention, sometimes it's just not that big. It's just like we have Raymond over. I mean, he just wants to be, you know.
Have some pizza and play in the yard.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll putter around in the garage or, you know, he'll play. He still plays some Legos, stuff like that. He has his phone, iPhone.
They all have that these days.
Yeah. So kind of like, okay, there you are on your phone and now you're playing Legos. Yeah. But so because he's 20.
Wow.
But he's got a bank account started and I think he's working as a dishwasher in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So
but just I heard a quote from he's a speaker he grew up in foster care and he said, I'll never forget this quote because he said, every kid is just one caring adult away from success.
Yeah.
And every kid needs just that one caring adult. And we can be that caring adult by being the foster parent or the adoptive parent, or by being the respite parent, or just extending a friendship like you do with Raymond, or even those very tired and lonely foster and adoptive parents out there who have kids in their home. You can be a friend to those kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the tutor or the babysitter, or just come over and do a project with the kid.
Yeah,
I'm going to come to your house today, and we're going to build birdhouses with all your kids.
Yeah,
in the backyard, that kind of thing. Just those little things, bringing the meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a blessing to families. So we can bring the kids into our home, or we can support those who are doing that.
Yeah, it's just the need is so great. And I think that sometimes we just don't understand that,
And that's what we're all about, bringing that awareness here on this show. Mary, I can't believe it's time to wrap up the 200th episode.
I can't either.
So thank you for coming on and sharing this day, the celebration with us.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
Oh, it's an honor and a privilege to have you. What about you? Have you been encouraged or moved to action in some way through this show? We would love to hear from you. We've heard from some of you. We know we have listeners who tune in who are adoptive and foster parents who tune in for the encouragement. Everybody loves to hear the stories of those in the trenches together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've also heard from folks who want to learn more about becoming adoptive and foster parents. We want to hear from you. Contact us at our website, justicefororphansny.org. Let us know you're listening. If you would like to hear the other 199 episodes, you can go on our website. Maybe you just want to hear one or two. That's fine also. justicefororphansny.org. Click on radio show and a menu will come up and you can pick what you want to listen to. And you can also help us continue this ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to Justice for Orphans. Our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless by inspiring, educating, and equipping the body of Christ toward adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.